This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, folks, let's go over to the diverse measures that are being taken. Well, they're going in course concerning the narrative as to what they want to get your eyes off the ball concerning. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about, well, they're calling it Rhino Care now. So it went from Obamacare to Affordable Care Act to now repeal and replace. It's interesting how it's went from that to now Rhino Care. See, what's happening, friends, is the House Republicans made changes to the American Health Care Act. Now, I want to tell you this, friends. What would you do if it said this? Because this is really what it is. House Republicans made changes to the Communist Health Care Act. Well, of course they're not going to name it the Communist Health Care Act. They're going to call it the American Health Care Act, just like Barack Hussein Obama called it the Affordable Care Act. Folks, what do you think they're going to call it? Do you think they're going to tell you that what they're doing is illegal? No, they're not going to do that. As a matter of fact, if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, people are now, just yesterday, friends, saying that changes made to Rhino Care are simply not enough. Again, because the message, friends, is repeal and replace. And you're hearing from everyone in the cabinet how good of a deal this really is. And who's representing this bill? None other than Paul Ryan. We expose this clown, this criminal, for who he is. He's a Judas. Nothing short of it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, same topic. Who needs a shadow government when you have the GOP? And furthermore, let me ask you a question, America. Friends, what's the difference between the DNC and the GOP? What's the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans? Let me tell you, absolutely nothing, because they're working for the same people. Oh, same topic, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Gun Owners of America warns Rhino Care still contains gun control. Now, the question I would lay to your candor, America, is what does health care have to do with gun control? But it shows you that when you allow them to do one thing that's illegal, they'll do a second thing that's illegal. Do you understand what's going on here? Let me say this, and let me explain this to make it really clear, because what's going on is a clear violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. The Constitution does two things. First, it delegates certain enumerated powers to the federal government. Secondly, it separates those powers among the three branches. Because most people don't understand the secondary principle of the separation of powers, but they don't grab the primary idea of delegated and enumerated powers. Keep in mind, you receive your rights given unto you by God. Those in government, those that serve we the people, receive their powers from the people. Okay? Keep that in mind. Consider this. We have recently, and we are in the middle of a big national debate over national health care. This is what the narrative would have you caught up into. Advocates and opponents argued long and loud over whether it could work, what was fair, how to pay for it, and so forth. But almost nobody raised the basic issue, the question, where does the federal government get the power to legislate in this area? Let me ask you again, where does the federal government get the power to legislate in this area concerning health care? The answer is, you ready for this, America? You ready for this, friends? Nowhere. And again, as long as they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And guess what they're not doing, friends? They're not asking for permission from we, the people, to do the things that they're doing in the first place, because if they did, you would stop them in their foot tracks and say, where is it that you're deriving your authority to implement something that is unconstitutional? They've already gone way out of bounds here. So again, where does the federal government get the power to legislate in this area? And why is nobody putting this question forward to those that are implementing the illegal act of whatever they want to call it? Obamacare, Affordable Care, Rhino Care, the American Health Act. Folks, I don't care what it's disguised under. Again, the question is, where does the federal government get the power to legislate in this area? Again, the answer is nowhere. See, the Constitution lists 18 specific legislative powers of Congress. That's your representatives. And not one of them, listen carefully, not a one of them covers national health care. So how is it they've gotten you caught up into a debate? You didn't know the difference. You didn't know that they could do that. They did, but they did it anyways in hopes that you didn't know what they were doing was unconstitutional. As a matter of fact, none of the delegated powers of Congress, and delegated is always the key word here, covers Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, or federal aid to education, or most of what are now being miscalled civil rights, or countless public works projects, or equally countless regulations on business, large and or small, or the space program, or the farm subsidies, or friends, research grants, subsidies to the arts and humanities. Well, folks, you name it. Chances are it's unconstitutional. As a matter of fact, even the most cynical opponents of the Constitution would be dumbfounded to learn that the federal government now tells us where we can smoke, we're less free, more heavily taxed, worsely governed than our ancestors under British law. And folks, you need to begin to ask yourself the question, was George III really all that bad? And I'm talking about the tyrant that was thrown off by our forefathers. Was he really all that bad? Because they have far, in the present, far surpassed the usurpations. Folks, they have far surpassed the transgressions when it comes to the Constitution of the things that they have done. They have aggrandized, friends, powers unto themselves that the people never gave them. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, you can clearly see again that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So, what's the answer? The answer is, the American people need to get wise as to what's going on. And by the way, P.S. postage script, what's happening right now concerning the topic of Rhino Care, the one that Paul Ryan, the one that sold you out on December 15th of 2016 by giving a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill over to Barack Hussein Obama, to the foreigners that you are attempting to stop from infiltrating into your country today? He gave them everything that they wanted. And this is the champion today, friends, that's being put up by the state-controlled media for you to accept him as the good guy. Friends, again, let's ask the question, where are they deriving their powers to implement something that's unconstitutional? It's not found in the Constitution. It's found in the ignorance of the people in this country that tolerate these criminals for who they are and what they do. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at AquaneticsH2O.com. Again, that's AquaneticsH2O.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also, jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 Double E. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. It really is. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. Let me say that again. Benjamin Franklin said this. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights that God has given them, that God has given them, that God has given them, cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. It is in the religion of ignorance that that tyranny begins, friends. And it's exactly the reason that there's any debate going on right now concerning the American health care now. That's all they did is change the names. That's all they did is change the players, folks. Same problem. See, when you talk about draining the swamp, you really have to do what you say rather than just threat without force does nothing, friends. Because at the end of the day, the joke is on you. And furthermore, America, I think it would be well for you to understand that these people that you call politicians that continuously do the things over and over and over again that they do where they're violating or transgressing our laws, you need to understand that criminals, which they are mocking society's laws. The laws that they swore that they would uphold, they are mocking them. By renaming them, they are mocking them by saying repeal and replace. Do you not see what's going on here? They trust and they depend upon the ignorance of the people to allow them to do the things that they're doing. And that's exactly why they're doing the things that they're doing, friends. See, Americans' compassion and your compassion, friends, it's a weakness. And it's a weakness that your enemies don't have, and they don't share. See, because criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. Again, let me say this. Criminals thrive on the indulgence of society's understandings. See, the corrupt in which I'm highlighting depend upon your ignorance of that Constitution that I continuously, friends, make reference to. The corrupt depend upon your ignorance of the Constitution and its enumerated laws. And until America calls those that break the laws criminals, nothing's going to change. You keep calling them politicians. You call them names. You allow the right to go ahead and browbeat them the same way the left does to the right. But when they do it, then there's a problem with it. But when the right does it to the left, there's no problem. See, the problem is, friends, is you're not ruled by law in this country. And furthermore, you have let it get to the point as to where we're at, where our backs are up against the wall today. And it's ground that we can retake, but we need to become educated. Go to Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Okay? Also keep in mind, friends, that Daniel Webster, he rightly said that, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Folks, it's not foreigners attacking you in the United States of America. It's those that you call politicians that are attacking you. They're the ones that are attacking your law, giving way to those that you have been told by the state-controlled narrative that are your enemies. See, our destruction, said Daniel Webster, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their, the people's, their carelessness, and their negligence. Daniel Webster said, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants. Servants, servants, representatives, representatives, friends, not demigods. And fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, said Daniel Webster, that in this way they may be made, you people, he's saying, that they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. And become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. He was a little more optimistic than I am. Back then. But then again, they just went through a revolutionary war and everybody understood the price of the freedom in which they now had. So most people during that time were willing to go ahead and live for what they seen so many fight, bleed, and die to give them. Well, see, in America today, it's okay that we have thousands of boys and women coming back, men and women coming back from unconstitutional foreign wars, that they could care less because they're so caught up with what's going on in Hollywood and the gossip on television. I mean, it's just a sick place to be, friends. It really is. You know, no matter what I do on this radio program, it's saying the same things a different way and highlighting the same transgressions and the same crimes of the politicians that you have tolerated for years in this country. And the American people, they sit back and they do nothing but tolerate them. And they think that if they simply get them removed, that's okay, when in fact, that's not the message that you need to send. The message that you need to send is we will not tolerate your crimes against we the people. And until that message is sent again, America, nothing's going to change. Amos 5:24. You must teach them the fear of God. To teach them to depart from lawlessness. And if you fail to do that, it only means that you don't fear God. And it means that you're still dead in your sins, 1 Corinthians 15. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. I mean, when you can go back to Capitol Hill Blue and do your research on Congress and find what they found, that 111 members of the House and Senate have run at least two businesses that went bankrupt, often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. If that's not enough for you to wake up to what's going on. By the way, many of these members are still in the House and they're still in the Senate. And what I'm talking about right now are statistics from the 90s. 79 of them had credit reports so bad they couldn't get an American Express card on their own. But listen carefully, because of the ignorance of the American people, they said, but as members of Congress, they get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check. We're speaking about those that represent you, America. Their credit cards, their credit reports are so bad they can't even get an American Express card. But you're allowing them to hold the reins to drive your country deliberately and purposely, in many cases, into the hell that you're allowing them to create. 64 have personal and financial problems so serious they would be denied security clearances by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal channels. But again, as members of Congress, they get such clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get reelected. Matter of fact, 31 members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. Hey, friends, haven't you ever heard that saying, what starts at the top goes to the bottom? You better bet your bottom dollar it does. Matter of fact, 33 of those representatives back in the 90s have driving while intoxicated records and arrests on their driving records. 34 if you include President George W. Bush, who used to be a former cokehead too, by the way. But America, they're still there. They're still doing the things that they do. Not George Bush, but you get the point. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, disputes with business partners, or other civil matters. And if you expect them to be upright in their conduct towards you today, America, because you so choose to get a phone call back from one of your representatives, and if you expect that he's going to do the right thing, knowing what's hanging on his branches concerning this corrupt fruit, you have got to be, well, I'll tell you what, you have fed that fantasy world in which you live. Because again, friends, these are not the type of people you save. These are the type of people that you must lawfully deal with. How much worse today? Look what the American people allowed Barack Hussein Obama to do. All the while knowing that he's a foreigner. All the while knowing, friends, that he aided and abetted your enemies, which is a clear, that's treason, friends. Article 3, Section 3. And America allowed him to even take the reins of this country, knowing all the well that his allies were America's sworn enemies. And after the first week that he was in office, even knowing that 5 minutes before he became the president of the United States of America illegally, he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. And within the first week, he transgressed the Constitution how many times? But the American people allowed him to stay there for 8 years. Why? Because he's a reflection of who the American people are. And yes, I'm speaking of Barack Hussein Obama. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let me go further into the facts of the unconstitutionality of what you know as Obamacare, Rhino Care, American Health. Folks, there's no difference between what's going on in this country between Barack Hussein Obama, George W. Bush, Billy Bob Clinton, his daddy, folks, and what's going on today. Mark my words. People are beginning to see something isn't right with what's going on. Where are the promises that are to be fulfilled by the said president, none other than Donald Trump? Where are the promises? Give him time. Give him time. Give him time. Give him time. He wants to surprise the people. Give him time. He'll deal with it, Bradley. Don't worry about it. Let us go back to sleep. Let us live our own selfish lives. Let Donald take care of it. Really? Really? Donald will take care of it. Remember Donald kept saying about how easy this was going to be? Is it turning out to be as easy as he said? No, absolutely not. You know, furthermore, when you look at what's going on in this country, people are trying to figure out what is going on. And their eyes are beginning to open up saying, wait a second, what's going on here? There's no difference between Obamacare and the American Health Care Act. And look who's leading the charge. None other than Paul Ryan, who sold out the American people. Why is Donald Trump letting him lead the charge? Come on, America. How long are you going to play the dupes of ill-designing men before you wake up and smell the coffee as to what's going on? The agenda is going forward, America, under the guise of another name. I just highlighted a couple on sonsoflibertymedia.com for you as to what's inside of the bill. They call it pork. Well, the fact of the matter is the whole thing needs to fall down real fast. And that happens when the American people lay the axe to the root of the tree and quit getting caught up into these branches on the tree that these politicians have created, these bureaucracies. I got a question. Have any of the Supreme Court justices read the Constitution? I mean, we know several of them, like Sotomayor. She's an internationalist. We know Kagan's a radical lesbian who never judged a case a day in her life. And we can go on and on. We also know John Roberts. He called that a direct tax concerning Obamacare. He sold out the American people, too. And for those that didn't know, he's a great advocate for the homosexual lobby. And again, America, when you want to deal with the issues at hand, that's when things are going to change and not until then. And it's not enough to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4. It's to indict them and charge them. That's the message that needs to be sent. But have the Supreme Court justices, have they read the Constitution? I mean, I can say five of the justices will have to be held accountable for what they ruled. Isn't it interesting how when the Supreme Court justices say something, the American people stand back and allow them to be the final arbiter concerning what they just ruled on? Rather than according to law, not understanding again, friends, Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, that it's the jobs of those that sit in the Supreme Court to discover law and apply law, not to legislate, not to recreate, not to tear down and rebuild and another image, but that's what they've been doing in this country for a long, long time. Isn't it interesting how it's always five against four? It's always such a close vote. What does that always work for, America? It doesn't work for you. It never has. And again, if you would just simply hold their feet to the fire concerning our representatives, and yes, that includes the Supreme Court, and just for a side note, friends, keep in mind, they are not appointed for life. They are appointed only during good behavior. And if they go outside of good behavior, it makes them bad when they violate the law that they're supposed to uphold. Bad, bad judges, America. Bad, bad. Real bad. The Constitution was meant to be understood by the common person. You don't need to have some lawyer come in or some unelected Supreme Court justice come about and interpret what it's plain for us to understand and see, friends. It's not complicated to understand. And it doesn't take a Harvard law degree to understand with clarity what the Constitution says about Obamacare. As a matter of fact, the only thing lawyers are good at is screwing it up with their own twisted thinking and word manipulation through their set interpretations to stretch the meaning beyond the intent. Did you hear what I said? Lawyers screw it up with their own twisted thinking through word manipulation to stretch the meaning beyond the intent. What was it that Orwell said about politicians and words? You know, he just said it's political lies, and he said it was all contrived for the very purpose of what? Confusing the people. And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give the appearance of solidarity to appear wind. As a matter of fact, Orwell also went on and said the effective and most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their own history. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. That's right. Of course. That's exactly what's being done today in public schools across this country. Let's get to this. The Obamacare individual mandate is a direct tax, which is unconstitutional under Article 1, Section 9. Let's go ahead and chop away at this tree, okay? Tax be laid unless in proportion to the census or enumeration herein before directed to be taken, okay? It was called a direct tax, which is unconstitutional. Okay. Number two, it violates states' rights, read the 10th Amendment, since the federal government does not have the constitutional authority to take over health care, as stated in the 10th Amendment outlined in the Bill of Rights. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Also keep in mind, friends, that the federal government is a creature of the state, not the state the creature of the federal government. Just to show you how backwards the mindset is in this country. Number three, the mandate is involuntary servitude or slavery to the big banks and the insurance industries. The 13th Amendment states neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. This comes to my aid right now, and it reminds me of the woman they used to call Harriet Tubman, the Black Moses. And she used to go from plantation to plantation, and she would literally relieve slaves concerning their taskmasters, which is an abomination, by the way. And she would free them up. She would have to convince them in many cases to be free, because God, again, gives us rights, and we're not to be subjected to anybody in servitude or in a fashion of slavery. And she said, when asked at one point, you know, we've heard that you freed thousands of slaves. And Harriet Tubman said, yes, I would have freed a thousand more had they known that they were slaves. And you become a slave through ignorance, America. Remember what Benjamin Franklin said? He said it right. He said it best. That tyranny begins in what? In ignorance. In America, when we want to wake up from this slumber and understand what's going on here, it's further to enslave you concerning the topic of Obamacare and the new name that they now put it under. Remember, repeal and replace. That's like saying someone that, as a matter of fact, I just had a friend of mine call me today. He said that, Bradley, he was just diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, what would it be for me to say to him, you know, are you going to go under the knife? Are you going to surgery? Yep, I'm in surgery next week. They think they can get this out. Cool. Now, do you think it would be wise for me to say, but this is the mentality the American people have accepted. Concerning my friend that just called me today and told me he had cancer, he's going into surgery and they're going to remove it. Now, what would you think of me if you were my friend and you told me that and all of a sudden I said, are they going to replace it? He would think to me, what did you just say? See, it's the same thing with Obamacare. You uproot it. You remove it. It's a cancer to the system in this country. In America, you have taken the mentality that to replace it is a good idea, because now the guy that's the president of the United States, he just happens to have your jersey on. And you approve of him because you like him, though he's immoral. And it shows you how immoral you are. And I want to remind you that Christ is the standard. The lawgiver, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the lawgiver. Not any representative in this country. They are to maintain God's government, not to tear it down. And we've talked about that so many times, friends. As a matter of fact, the whole purpose of government is to restrain from the exercise of lawlessness. 1 John 3:4. Enforce God's standard of right and wrong according to his law. Maintain order, which you're not seeing today in this country. And what happens when you let that go? Well, you get what you got today. So again, the mandate is involuntary servitude or slavery to the big banks in the insurance industries, friends. This is nothing new. Number four, it benefits certain industries in a crony capitalist or a monopoly system, which is illegal in the Constitution under Article 1, Section 8. In other words, they're enslaving the American people to the special interest groups in which they actually really do serve. And they're getting paid for it. They're selling you out, America. Article 1, Section 8, no preference shall be given by any regulation of commerce or revenue to the ports of one state over those of another, nor shall vessels bound to or from one state be obliged to enter clear or day duties in another. It's illegal. So why is there a debate? Friends, that's all they're doing is saying, hey, listen, we're going to take that cancer out, but we're going to replace it with another one. That's exactly what they're doing, and it's a mindset, America, that you have taken on. Instead of saying, you know what, there is no debate, we need to hold those corrupt politicians accountable for the laws that they are attempting to violate, and we need to throw them in jail for their crimes. Nope, we're going to get caught up into the debate because the conservatives of the day have it so.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminates up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all of Vela wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
George Orwell said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give the appearance of solidarity to pure wind. You know, I shared the story with you, friends, of Roscoe Bartlett. I believe he was a representative out of Maryland. I believe that's the state that we were in. I'm almost 100% sure. He has a Declaration of Independence in his left pocket and the Constitution, a copy of both. He was on the national floor, the federal floor, after he made his comments about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He was asked by the court recorder as to what was he referencing. See, the fact of the matter is, again, friends, they've got you caught up into contrived and fabricated conversations. They don't even know the language. I mean, you speaking to them of the Constitution and what it says is like going to them and speaking a foreign language to them. They don't understand it. And see, the American people have been conditioned by that foreign language. You no longer understand the language of those that established the Constitution, because you are now dealing with a government that is way, way out of hand, namely a federal government. And right now what we're talking about is we're talking about why, again, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which the opposite is true, friends. The American Health, folks, again, whatever name they want to name it, I don't care. There's so many different names. And again, they're doing that to confuse the people. And they want you to sit down and throw your hands up in the air and say, you guys take it. This is what you're getting paid for. And they stand back and happily do exactly what they do for special interest groups. It's communism, friends, is what it is. This is enslaving our posterity. And furthermore, what's interesting about this, is it not interesting that we just had Dan Pilla, a tax expert, last week, talking about this supposed executive order that Donald Trump sent to the IRS telling them not to enforce it. He said that there was no lawful or any enforcement behind the letter that Donald Trump sent them. No, friends, it was to appease the American people. Look what I'm doing already. It didn't carry any weight, friends. And what's interesting about all this, namely Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, the Rhino Care, friends, on and 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 again, whatever they want to call it, it's interesting that the IRS comes in to enforce a law against you which is unconstitutional in the first place. I've been extorted over the last 2 years to pay for something that I don't need. See how this works? They put a gun to your head and say, pay it or else. And then what we'll do is we'll put you in the paper as being some tax protester, which it has nothing to do with because it's not a tax. But it's interesting that they would put the IRS up to enforce their illegal mandates in the first place. And I get a couple thousand dollars every year stolen from me from the federal government through the enforcement of the IRS because I'm not paying for this. I'm not going for this, friends. This is garbage. It's illegal. And instead of them proving their logistic stance to justify what they're doing, they never do that because they got your backs up against the wall rather than you them to your own demise. Number five, Justice Kagan, again, injustice. She's never judged a case a day in her life. She's about as immoral as they come, friends. She's really a reprobate in mind in so many different ways. She's not supposed to hear the case because of conflict interest. The reason is she was a part of drafting and passing the Affordable Health Care Act, as it was called. And I would recommend many state attorney generals invalidate the ruling from the high court on the basis Justice Kagan did not recuse herself as the law prescribed. Of course she didn't. She has no business being there. And by the way, they suppressed all the information as to who she was before she was actually sworn in. She's known for queerifying Harvard. Folks, I could get into the information on this woman that will sicken you to the core, but there she sits. You didn't vote her in. She was appointed by a corrupt foreign sodomite named Barack Hussein Obama. It's also interesting to know that she's one that is guilty as charged when it comes to attacking our own military. But then again, so did Barack Hussein Obama. And the American people let him do it. Number six, the American people overwhelmingly reject the government taking over the healthcare industry. How is it that they just roll right over you, America? Protest and the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights has meaning, friends. You have a right to protest. And it's interesting, they're trying to stifle that as well. We can see over there at the Bundy Ranch, right? Number seven, we celebrate Independence Day breaking all political ties with the King of England because of taxes and government oppression. By the way, that is number 17 of 21 of the grievances concerning our forefathers. Taxes were number 17 of 21 grievances. Okay, it wasn't the first thing, but it's interesting how people make reference to this. On the 4th of July, the American people will celebrate Independence Day coming up and coming. And understanding what that's all about was our forefathers breaking all political ties with the King of England because of taxes in part and government oppressing the colonists, all 13 of them, as written in the Declaration of Independence, stating he has erected a multitude of new offices. It's exactly what's happening, and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out their substance. And that's exactly what the IRS and their agents have been appointed to do, is to collect unjust taxes or fines, trying to force us to pay for something we don't want, nor do those that implement it have the authority ever given unto them by we the people to implement it in the first place. You see how I'm just sensing people are starting to understand as you're being saturated in the facts, as I'm opening it up concerning the Constitution of the United States. Number eight, the individual mandate is a tax imposed on us, just as the earlier colonists said in their grievance against the king, when they stated again in the Declaration of Independence for imposing taxes on us without our consent. We went from no taxation without representation to taxation without hesitation 235 years later. Now we're at 240 years later. In other words, Obamacare was literally rammed down our throats without our consent. And now what they're doing is they're changing the name, and they're ramming it down your throats anyways. And I just seen a stat just recently. There's like 65 to 75% of the people in America that are awake. They're awake to what's going on right now, and they're putting their foot down and saying, no, we don't want this. I mean, resist, America. Resist. I mean, you act like, you know, let me say it this way. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. What did your forefathers tell you to do in such a fashion, in such a situation? Forgive me. They told you to deal with it. And folks, what they're afraid, they're scared to death that you're going to wake up to what's going on here. Number nine, remember the whiskey and chaise rebellions? The people resist and revolt and pay for a tax they never consented to, nor are not legally bound under the Constitution. The people back in our early history were the final check on government power, and so are you to be. This is not Russia, America, though we have foreign powers working against us, no doubt. Because, America, you have worked against the God of heaven by not submitting to him out of gratitude. Acts 20, verse 21. Number 10, the American people will be the financial check on government power. As stated again in the famous document signed by 56 people on July 4, 1776, which was actually written in July 2nd, it was actually proclaimed on July 4th, that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety, and their happiness. Boy, that's a whole different show. It's interesting. Folks, did you see, just speaking of safety, I just got to throw this in here really quick. Did you see Fox Broadcasting? They had a guest highlighting the jihadi camps in the United States of America. Are you telling me your government doesn't know this is happening, friends? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who has attacked you more than your government since September 11th, friends? Nobody. Nobody has. And I'm not talking about American government. I'm talking about foreign government in the guise of representatives. But I'm just reading your founding documents once again. Number 11, states can ignore the Supreme Court ruling under this landmark decision. The 10th Amendment comes into place. And keep in mind, again, the federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around. Number 12, states will reject implementing Obamacare for the reason it costs too much. It will wreck the economies already on the brink in many states, hit hard by the economic depression. It will increase the number of people out of work. Many states will be balked. And by the way, foreigners that come in illegally, they're on your dime, America, by force. by force. And number 13, this ruling will also give fuel to people running for state legislators. The people will demand the states to nullify Obamacare with other draconian illegal federal incursions like the TSA with more intensity. America, it's time to wake up. Love you enough to tell you the truth. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.